everybody knows that all the people don't have liberties, all the people don't have freedom, all the people don't have justice, and all the people don't have power, so that means none of us do.
Our generation is going to be recruited to fight these endless wars.
We will throw our bodies into the machine.
When you terrorize some of us, you terrorize every single one of us.
Tell them to turn off CNN. Tell them to turn off Fox News. The war is not in Iraq. It's on my block.
Ningún ser humano es ilegal.
I will put my body on the line every single day. Until this war comes to an end.
We must keep resisting, keep fighting, and never give up.
It is the business of the future to be dangerous.
Indie Bay presents Enemy Combatant Radio every other Sunday on Calex's Amandla at 5:30 p.m.
A group of seven students, teachers, and activists in Oakland, California, enter their second week of a hunger strike today, demanding economic and racial equity for education. Jessica Vasquez is in her third year at the University of California at Berkeley. She says she is fasting for many reasons.
Because I blame the educational system that exists today as to why there's so many students dropping out, working at McDonald's, getting pregnant at a very young age, or going to prison, or even dying. When I ask students what they want to be when they grow up, they just say that they want to be alive.
Among other things, the fasters are demanding that California return $2 billion to the funds for public schools and that suburban and urban schools are funded equally. Fasters are also asking that supporters contact the governor's office, who has not yet acknowledged the strikers or their demands. Peggy Marshburn is the communications director of the Contra Costa County Office of Education. She agrees that school funding has been a problem in the state.
School funding in the state of California has been a band-aided system. We've had a number of issues for the past 30 years that have made dramatic changes in the way school districts are funded. And until we reform the entire system, there's not going to be equity for anyone.
Education activists are angered by the fact that California is first in the nation in state prison spending, but 40th in the nation in state education spending. Israel Arros is a teacher at the Urban Promise Academy in Oakland, California, and is participating in the Fast for Education.
You have lots of money being invested in prisons, you know, 5 to 10 times the amount that we invest in our children. While that is going on, you have sports programs, libraries being taken away.
Emily Hobson, who is a research associate with Californians for Justice, agrees. In addition, she says that students are often tracked away from college by the military's aggressive $2 billion per year recruiting budget.
We have students coming in who really would like to go to college, but their schools don't have enough courses to allow them to prepare for college, or they don't have enough counselors to tell them what they need to do to prepare. What they do have instead is a ROTC program that will prepare them to go into the military.
Education advocates are concerned about the conditions in which students attend classes. Emily Hobson from Californians for Justice says that the problem is not just that there are rundown school facilities. She says it's also an issue of who attends these broken schools.
We have schools where students go to school with cockroaches. They don't have credentialed teachers. They have long-term substitutes instead, where ceiling tiles are falling off the ceiling. The bathrooms don't work. And then we have other schools, you know, just across town where students have plenty of college access programs, they have excellent facilities, they have fully credentialed teachers, and we're saying that all students should have access to those kinds of schools, including students of color, low-income students, immigrant students, English learners. Everyone has the right to a high-quality education.
On this 50th anniversary of the passage of Brown versus the Board of Education, teachers and students alike say that this is particularly troubling. Wendy Gonzalez is a teacher in West Contra Costa County. She is one of the seven individuals participating in the Fast for Education.
50 years later, I still feel that we're separate and unequal. The people of color, they're the ones that getting the basic education. The science books that I have in my classroom are from 1985. So our schools are still separate and unequal. If you look at the test scores, it's not that the kids are smarter, it's they're getting less resources.
The fasters say they will continue their hunger strike until their demands are met, or for as long as their bodies can manage. For Enemy Combatant Radio on KALX's Amandla, I'm Sarah Olson.